Harry Connick Jr., how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for joining us this morning. And man, I tell you, my boss loves you. I'm just going to let you know that.
Oh, that's so nice. thank you.
And actually, I do too, man. And I got to tell you, you know, you have been an icon in our music industry for so many years. And there's a lot to get to, but our main thing we want to focus on here today, you got a brand new TV show.
I do. I'm really excited about it. It's a daytime show in 100% of the country, and in 70% of the country, it's a nighttime show too. So what I wanted to do was kind of bring the party atmosphere of a lot of those late night shows to the middle of the day,
yeah,
which has been really fun to do.
Yeah, and you know, that I always wondered, why did we have to have all that stuff just on late night? Why can't we have that type of show during the daytime, and you're going to do that?
Yeah, it's been really fun. I have my band there, so we're playing music, you know, every day all throughout the show. I'm singing. We're having, you know, lots of comedy. The Stangle brothers, Justin and Eric Stangle, who were the executive producers of Late Show with David Letterman, on my EP, so there's a lot of comedy. My favorite part of the show is actually going into the audience and talking to the people every day and getting to know them, and it's just been so much fun.
Well, here locally, it airs on Fox, and it's a lot of fun, and of course, we're really, really proud of our relationship with those folks, and I'm glad that you got a brand new show, man, coming off of Idol. That must have been a nice little switch, huh?
It was fun. I mean, this is something that, you know, I've been working on for a few years, and I knew, you know, by the time Idol kind of wound down, you know, I would be doing this, and I've just been looking forward to it for so long because it's all of the things that I love to do sort of under one roof. You know, it's music, it's a party atmosphere, it's meeting great people, and I'm just having a blast.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel your experience on Idol was? I mean, you seemed like you were having a great time. Were you?
Oh yeah, it was fun. I mean, I usually don't stick around if I'm not having fun. And Idol was a great experience. I mean, I had a good time with Keith and Jen and Ryan and the rest of the crew. And, you know, we got to listen to great young talent, and it was terrific.
Mm-hmm.
The part that was the most difficult was the judging itself. I mean, that was what I was hired to do, but that's not really who I am, you know, kind of sitting around judging people. but I did it, you know, and I'm glad I did it because it was a ball, but I'm really excited about the Harry show because it's really not about judging as much as kind of celebrating people.
Yeah, and that's obviously your style, and I've gotten that over the years and watching you. Speaking of which, your home city has just been ravished with weather in the last decade or so, and speak to that a little bit. Is there anything going on right now, fundraising, that the folks in New Orleans needs help with?
Well, there's a project that I started with my friend Branford Marsalis called the Musicians Village, and right in the center of that village is the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music, and we're always looking for volunteers and contributions because it's an expensive idea. You know, it's this giant, amazing building that's a community center and a recording facility and classrooms for the kids, and it's a terrific program, but it's expensive to operate, so I'm always trying to raise money for that.
Yeah, I've seen excerpts about you on that. And hats off to you, man. It's really cool, especially the work that you try to do with kids in the community down there. That's just absolutely amazing.
Oh, thanks, man.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Oh,
you know,
thank you. It's a labor of love.
Yeah, and I can tell that it is. And you're just a good soul, and we appreciate you for spending some time with us today. Make sure that you catch Harry. It's on at 5 o'clock here in Nashville on WZTV, Fox 17. It's going to be a great time, no doubt about it. I, you know, in knowing what I know about Harry and watching him through the years, I can tell you're gonna. This is also going to be an absolute blast for you to do, man. And it'll translate right through the tube.
Thanks, man. I sure appreciate your support, and I hope your listeners tune in. It really is fun, and we're having such a great time. I hope y'all get to watch.
Yeah, let's give it up for Harry Connick Jr. Yeah, thank you, man.
Thanks,
you, Harry.
Y'all.
You have a great day, brother.
Thanks, man. Good to talk to you.